Okay. Item number four, approval of our March 14th and 15th meeting minutes.
I make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a correction to the minutes.
Okay.
I'm just pulling them up here. I'm looking at the third to last paragraph of the minutes.
Which page?
On the last page of the minutes, which would be the third page.
Page 3 or page 7?
Page 3.
Okay.
I'm sorry. These are the minutes of the March 14th and 15th irrigated ag waiver hearing.
Okay. And so you're on page 3?
I'm on page 3.
Okay.
And I am on the third paragraph from the bottom, starts board member Mike Johnston.
Okay, go ahead.
It reads, board member Mike Johnston asked if board members wanted to either, one, evaluate the recommendations for farmers from water quality against the policy and legal issues that staff presented to see if more of the recommendations specific to third-party groups can be incorporated in the order, or two, consider alternative language he developed to clarify terms of third-party groups and process for approving the third-party groups and add that language to the order. Board members discussed this and decided to consider the alternative language read by Mr. Johnston. That's not actually the way that I recall it happening, and I took a quick look at the transcript this morning to refresh my memory. I didn't get a chance to write language correcting it, but essentially what happened was Chair Young was aware that I had prepared some potential amendments, asked me to read them, and I did. And I said at that point that I thought that we had a choice between either moving forward with the waiver or spending some time seeing if we could incorporate some of the ideas from the Farmers for Water Quality and resolve the legal and policy issues that have been raised by staff, and that my recommendation was that we do that before we move forward. After I read the amendments, Dr. Hunter made a motion to approve the waiver with incorporating those amendments. At that point, I asked counsel, Francis McChesney, if with a motion on the floor, what was the appropriate procedure to hold off on voting on that motion and see if we had support on the board to consider the Farmers for Water Quality issues and the staff's comments on them. Council said she didn't know of an appropriate procedure, but she would look while we debated it. That never really came back to us, and we ultimately voted on Dr. Hunter's motion. What this says here is that we discussed and decided to consider the alternative language and vote on the waiver rather than to see if we could incorporate any of the Farmers for Water Quality stuff. It's not what happened. So there's a couple ways we can go. I can take a couple of minutes and jot down. We can come back to this if you want. I can jot down something I think reflects what happened, or we can correct it and come back to it later. Give me some guidance here.
I have a suggestion.
Sure.
Why don't we, at some point between now and tomorrow morning, get together on that, and then we can bring it back tomorrow morning for board's consideration.
That sounds fine. I do have one other comment, and this is kind of, I think, for our own edification. At about 2 o'clock the next morning, I woke up with a start, and it hit me that, and I started punching myself in the face, that all we really needed to do, what I had asked counsel for and what she had been unable to give me, was a parliamentary procedure to hold off on voting on something or to assess whether there was support on the board to hold off on voting on this until we had seen if we could incorporate the Farmers for Water Quality issues. And what I realized was it was very simple. We simply needed a motion to table. And I can only blame counsel for not coming up with that to a certain extent, since I've done 30 years of union meetings and we had a couple former mayors on the board too. So maybe next time it comes up, I'll remember it, or somebody will.
Okay, thank you.
So we'll defer that until
tomorrow morning. We'll bring it back.
Roger, because tomorrow's only notice for the closed session for the interviews, I would suggest maybe we bring this back after lunch or sometime this afternoon.
Yeah. Okay, I thought maybe since we were going to be opening the meeting with open session that we could defer this until then.
We could. It would be better if we could just take care of it today.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll take care of it after lunch.
Okay.
Okay. All right.